I want to talk to everybody this morning about death. Have we ever thought about death? Of course we have. Mainly like when we was little growing up and we might have lost a pet. We had to deal with it. The fear of death is a way of Satan that to hold us in slavery. What is death to a Christian? There are two types of death, physical death and spiritual death. Physical death is when we die from this world physically and enter our new everlasting life with God, like Jesus did when he was bravely crucified on the cross for our sins. Spiritual death can mean if we never accept Christ as our Savior, or when we get baptized, our old self dies and is born anew, which is a Christian. First, I want to talk about physical death. When we die, it will be too late to be converted. And it will be too late to convert a sinner into a Christian. We have an example in Luke 16, 19 through 31. It says, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither would they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.'" When we die, our influence still lives, both good and bad. It follows us after death, whether we live a righteous life or an unrighteous life. It follows us. Death is an appointment God has made for us. Hebrews 9:27 reads, And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. We are pilgrims on earth. Hebrews 11:13 reads, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and have persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Death is certain and uncertain. It is certain to come. Genesis 3:3, we see where God told Adam and Eve, "Ye shall not eat of the tree of life, lest you die." Death is certain to come because the wages of sin is death. It's true and certain to come, but the time is uncertain. James 4:14 reads, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanished away." It is the end of labors. We read in Ecclesiastes 9, 5 through 10. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Their love and their hate and their envy have already perished, and forever they have no more share in all that is done under the sun. Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do. Let your garments be always white. Let not oil be lacking on your head. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love, all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. In some parts of the Bible, it says that Sheol means grave, or in other parts it says furthest from heaven. I don't know. No more work, we read on John 9:4, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. It is a state over which the Lord has power. The Lord will raise the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:51-55 reads, Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Death is a departure from the world and also from the body. James 2:26 reads, For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also. Death is designed by God to gain. Philippians 1:21 reads, For to me to live in Christ, to die is to gain. So when we die, we gain what we've been working for while we lived on earth. Death is beautiful for the righteous. We rest from our labor. Revelation 14:13 reads, And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 24:21-4 reads, And God shall wipe all their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrows, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Death is a journey. It serves as a transportation, an exit from this world and an entrance into another world, a much better world where God is all over. It is necessary that we put off this physical body of flesh and blood. 1 Corinthians 15:50 reads, Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Death is not the end of man's influence. Proverbs 10:17 reads, He who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. And Proverbs 27:17 reads, As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. All right. Now, let's talk about spiritual death. Death is the end, but also the beginning and the death of the one. Hebrews 2, 14 14 reads, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil." Once we have passed, the one no longer has control over us. The verse at least means Satan has power to work in the realm of death and to incite people into sin that leads to death. However, the emphasis of the verse is not on Satan's power, but on Christ's triumph over Satan and over death. The scripture can also refer to death, the wages of sin, which is said in Romans 6:23, which speaks of separation from God. Jesus atoned for all sin at the cross, thereby removing the cause of spiritual death, at least for all who believe. Spiritual death is like being alive but also dead. It's being dead inside. It's like most of the stars or famous people. People who reach the top and are unhappy and end up committing suicide, taking their own life, because they don't have true happiness. They think that gaining more power, more fame and stuff is the key to happiness, but it's not. The key to happiness is finding a relationship with Jesus. And they need Jesus is a spiritual life, like a relationship with Jesus. So I encourage you to have a close relationship with Jesus at all times. That's where true happiness comes from. That's how to prevent spiritual death. So if you would like for the church to pray for you, or you have decided to give your life to Jesus Christ, come forth now as we sing.